Once upon a time, in the year 1855, residents of the small town of Sheffield, England, reported hearing mysterious and unnerving trumpet-like sounds emanating from the sky. In the vibrant tapestry of 19th century England, Sheffield stood apart amidst the rolling hills of Yorkshire. It was a city pulsating with life, teeming with the hustle and bustle of industrial fervor, and adorned with a rich cultural heritage. The cityscape consisted of towering industrial chimneys, billowing clouds of smoke from the heart of every one of the bustling factories, and the clangorous symphony of steel being forged in the heart of the steel city. The streets of Sheffield were alive with a kaleidoscope of colors and characters. Market stalls lined the cobblestone pathways, their vibrant awnings fluttering in the wind like sails of a majestic ship. Vendors peddled their wares, their voices echoing through the narrow alleys, enticing passers-by with the promise of exotic goods from far-off lands. It was noisy, greasy, and quite frankly, it stank. At first, the trumpeting thunder from the sky was overshadowed by the shouts, grinding of gears, plodding of horses, and clanking of machines. The sound persisted, however, and broke through the tumult, deep, resonant, and reminiscent of a brass instrument, but with an otherworldly quality that left witnesses puzzled and anxious. Some compared it to the bellowing of a gigantic horn, while others likened it to the wailing of a ghostly trumpet. The phenomenon persisted over several nights, with the strange sounds echoing across the town and surrounding countryside. Many residents were deeply unsettled by the inexplicable nature of the phenomenon, leading to speculation and theories ranging from supernatural explanations to some more scientific hypotheses. Local newspapers covered the mysterious event, sparking widespread interest and debate among the public. Scientists and meteorologists attempted to provide rational explanations, suggesting possibilities like atmospheric disturbances, natural acoustic phenomenon, or even industrial noises echoing from distant factories. Despite numerous investigations and inquiries, the true source of the sky trumpets remained elusive, and the incident eventually faded from public memory. However, the eerie episode of the Sheffield Sky Trumpets remains a curious footnote in the annals of unexplained phenomena, capturing the imagination of those who ponder the mysteries of the unknown. Sky trumpeting is also known as sky sounds, sky quakes, or mystery booms, and many other things in other languages. It's a term generally used to describe a phenomenon where loud, unusual noises are heard coming from the sky. These sounds are often described as resembling trumpets, horns, or other mechanical or natural noises like thunder. Reports of sky trumpeting have been documented worldwide, with witnesses describing a variety of sounds, ranging from deep, rumbling vibrations to sharp, metallic clangs. The sounds can last for several minutes and may occur intermittently over a period of time. Legends from North American indigenous groups suggest that trumpets from the sky have sounded for centuries, if not millennia, and their reach seems to have no earthly bounds. The serene and lush landscapes of Barisal, Bangladesh, for example, have also been witness to a phenomenon as mysterious as it is captivating. Known locally as the Barisal Guns, these enigmatic booming sounds have echoed through the waterways and rice paddies, leaving a trail of speculation and wonder in their wake. The story of the Barisal Guns stretches back through the annals of time, with reports of these unexpected booms surfacing as early as the 19th century. Described as deafening explosions or thunderous rumbles that seemingly emanate from the heavens, these phenomena have captivated the imaginations of those fortunate enough to witness them. It was first documented in 1870 in the District Gazetteer of Barisal. The then British administration at first considered these explosions from cannon fire, but repeated investigations did not find any major battle which could produce such a loud sonic boom. Villagers would be going about their daily routines when suddenly, without warning, the peaceful serenity of the countryside would be shattered by a resounding boom. Some described feeling the ground shake beneath their feet, while others reported seeing ripples forming on nearby bodies of water, adding an eerie dimension to the experience. According to Asiatic Society reports, this sonic boom had been heard by the inhabitants of Nokali Kulna, Barisal, and even in nearby Neriyangaj. Various witness accounts informed that sometimes it was only one loud bang and sometimes repeated loud bangs, which did, in either case, create panic among local inhabitants. However, no hazardous outcome has been reported. Eminent poet Sufia Kamal also mentioned this phenomenon in her autobiography, where she says this mysterious bang was last heard in the early 1950s. According to one theory, the sonic boom was created by sound waves which were broken up by the local topography, but this theory could not be proved. Local folklore intertwined with scientific inquiry, as theories abounded regarding the origins of the Barisal guns. Some attributed the phenomenon to supernatural forces or divine intervention, while others speculated about natural causes like underwater gas eruptions or seismic activity. Despite diligent investigation, no conclusions have been reached. Various theories have been proposed, of course, including natural phenomenon, such as geological processes that can produce sounds that are amplified and travel long distances, creating the impression of sky trumpeting. For example, seismic activity, volcanic eruptions, or the movement of tectonic plates could generate sounds that reverberate through the atmosphere. Sonic booms from military aircraft or other high-speed vehicles breaking the sound barrier can produce shockwaves that result in loud booms. These sonic booms can sometimes be heard over a wide area and may be mistaken for sky trumpeting. Industrial activity, such as that in early industrial Sheffield, includes machinery, construction work, or mining operations, which can, of course, produce loud noises that reverberate through the air, especially in areas with unique topographical features. Of course, there are psychological factors involved, according to some. Psychologists propose that sky trumpeting could be a result of mass hysteria or psychological priming, where individuals interpret ordinary sounds as something extraordinary due to a heightened awareness or suggestibility. I'm sure it won't surprise you to learn that many people of religious orders believe the trumpeting to be a signal of the end times. If you are one of those people, listeners, well, I wish you the very best apocalypse. Thank you, as always, for listening. Now, please sit back and enjoy Sounds from the Sky.